Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
One of the amazing distinctions at Houston Baptist University is the graduate school. And featured on our Pillars magazine are four exceptional students. You're going to meet them today, two of them, and you've already met the other two, Shelby Stafford and Michael Leons. Shelby earned a degree in Christianity with a minor in Classics from HBU before going on to the Master of Arts in Theological Studies. In addition to her work as a student, she's an administrative assistant for West University Baptist Church. Welcome, Shelby. And then Michael Leons completed an undergraduate degree in psychology before entering HBU's Master of Fine Arts program, specializing in sculpture. Michael creates furniture out of wood and metal and owns Michael Leons Design, michaelleons.com. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
I've seen some of your work, and it's really, really, really good.
Thank you.
And now, you know, both of you are in the graduate school, and that had to have been a conscious decision. You could have just got a BA and motored on down the road. Why graduate school?
I think for me, it was, I wanted to go deeper in what I had already studied. And I knew these professors that would be teaching me in the graduate school. And I knew that they could push me to that second level, or they would push me even beyond what I had been learning.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I came into art in my last year of psychology. I was originally planning to come to HBU to get my grad degree in psychology as well. And I started making furniture out of my parents' house my senior year here. And the people over at the art department were nice enough to let me bring a few pieces in and photograph in their beautiful gallery. And as soon as they saw my work, they said, "You need to do this as a career." And it was something I really, really enjoyed. And I kind of sat down, prayed about it with my fiance now and my parents, and made the decision to pursue this full time. And the psychology part has definitely still helped me work with clients, you know, work with different people and kind of put different ideas into my work. So it wasn't wasted, but it really helped me find another group at HBU that, you know, cared about my work just as much as the psychology professors did.
Now, what high school did you come from?
I went to Fort Bend Baptist, which is now called Fort Bend Christian.
Sure. And Shelby, where did you go?
I was homeschooled.
You homeschooled. And how did you make HBU your choice for a Christian university?
For me, my brother and my sister-in-law both went here. And I knew I had, some of the professors were family friends. In fact, one of the professors officiated at my brother and sister-in-law's wedding. And I knew, they would always tell me about all these things, all of their classes. And so I knew that it was solid and familiar with Dr. Sloan. And I knew that it was centered around Christ. And that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. HBU, my dad was always like, you know, you should go check out that school. I always thought of going to U of H or maybe going out of the city somewhere else. And the commute was a big deal. It was close to home. I'm from Sugar Land. And I've always been in either Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist schools, a lot of, Christ-centered education. And when I got here, everything felt very family. And, you know, it's still in the grad program, feels very family. So that was the big factor for me.
And so when you begin to think about graduate education, are you all doing online or residential?
I'm doing residential, yeah. I have a studio here on campus as well, where I produce all my work.
So you have a studio on campus?
Yes.
And is that in the fine arts area?
Yeah, there's 11 MFAs in my class. I believe there's 22 of us total, and each MFA gets their own studio as part of being a Master of Fine Arts student.
So that's a an amazing feature, isn't it?
Yeah, it really gave me the opportunity to take the 2 years of the grad program to develop my craft and take time to become a better artist, better furniture maker, instead of just kind of doing this out in the world and maybe going out prematurely. You know, it really gave me a chance to develop what I'm doing.
You know, the fine art school here is known across the nation, and certainly there isn't anywhere in fine arts in Texas where it's not made an impact or received a distinction. Tell us about the program. I mean,
the program is amazing. Laura Kraft, Michael Collins, Hans Molsberger, they're, I guess, the top three in charge of everything. Now Tiffany, she's one of the chairs. They do a great job of, you know, really having a great Christian environment. The art world is very liberal. So it's kind of a difficult step, I guess, to get into art shows, to show work coming from a school, or that's what they want you to believe. But every time we apply to shows and we go to shows, we are probably 50 to 70% of the people showing at these shows because the work is that good.
It's just amazing. I mean, that to have that kind of distinction, you know, from here at HBU.
Yeah, it's a really great place. And like I said, I think a big factor is just the family feel. Art world, like a lot of the business world or something, can be kind of cutthroat. Nobody wants to share. Nobody wants to help each other out because there's a lot of competitiveness, you know, the stealing of ideas and things like that. But you go into the art department here at HBU and everybody's willing to share with you their techniques, how they got this, what they're thinking, what kind of medium they use, what kind of paper, you know, what kind of paint, things like that, which you wouldn't find at other schools. People don't want to share that information because they feel like it's mine. I spend time, you know, honing my craft. I don't want to share that. People will steal my ideas. And it's quite the opposite. I think everybody feeds off each other and they are able to produce better work because they're helping each other out.
And so you are have created furniture out of wood and metal, and you do you have your own design company?
So I put everything in paperwork when I entered the program of the Master of Fine Arts program. So I have a legitimate company, and I, as well as making work for school, I've been producing work for the past 2 years for different customers and making custom designs. Every piece I make is a one-off. I don't repeat designs. I'd like to at some point have the capital to do like a certain collection or something. But as of right now, I just make one-off pieces for people. So each piece I make is completely different.
Wow. Now, Shelby, I saw a picture that you took from Israel. And I think it was the... Was it the Church of Holy Sepulchre? Or?
Yes, it was.
A beautiful picture. What was that trip like for you in Israel?
It was absolutely life-changing. It was passages really, they really made us, there was the focus on the modern Israel, state of Israel, and then also on the ancient part. And I was really, as a Christianity student, I was really going and I was really gung-ho about the ancient part. I mean, that just, it changes the way you read the Bible. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't expecting to be just as impacted by the modern state as much as the ancient. Understanding the modern, you have to understand the ancient and how it gets from here to, gets from the ancient to the modern. It's all wrapped up together. It just... It really gave me a heart for the Israelis and that in the Middle East and that area. But then it opened my eyes in a completely new way to the scriptures.
It really does. I was listening to the BBC Worldwide News early this morning. And, you know, when you bring up Syria or Lebanon or the West Bank, it's so sad that many people here in the United States don't even know what you're talking about. 70% of Americans don't have a passport. And so they never travel abroad. They never get out of the border. And then, unfortunately, they're skewed by the bias of the media on the Palestinian-Israel issue. They've never been there. They've never been behind the West Bank. So, you know, they don't realize Bethlehem is in the West Bank, you know. You have an advantage to know the geopolitical scene as well as obviously the deep religious heritage, don't you?
It makes a huge difference. And hearing from, we didn't go into the West Bank, but we had Palestinian speakers that came and spoke to our group. And hearing their perspective, it opened our eyes to a whole different perspective.
So HBU partners with Passages and allows young people that are students at HBU to go to Israel at a substantial discount, about $500 per passenger. And you can learn more about that at hbu.edu. You went to many of the sites, and you earned your degree in Christianity with a minor in classics. What classics?
There was a focus on Greek and Latin works. I mainly focused on the Latin. I took every semester I was here, I transferred in. And so every semester I was here, I took Latin. And so I have that. It's neat because I have the foundation in Latin now. And we went to Israel. A lot of the inscriptions were in Latin. I was like, hey, I can read that. It's pretty cool.
Not everybody can do that. I can, for sure. And now, so in your Master of Arts in Theological Studies, what does that degree entail?
There's a focus. It's a much, in my undergraduate, it was a Christianity degree, which was very broad. But with the Master of Arts in Theological Studies, it's very, it's narrowed. But we get to go much deeper. So we'll have a whole class. Instead of an Old Testament survey class, we'll have one class on the Pentateuch, which is what I'm in right now with Dr. Sagway.
Yep.
And it's just, it's really neat to be able to go that much deeper into a book or a section or like Paul's letters or something like that. It really, it broadens your understanding.
And so what's your ultimate goal with these degrees?
I would like to teach Bible, Christianity, either in a college, somewhere I would like to fit it into academia. And then always being a part of the church and being very much involved with that. But my focus, I think right now, is more academia.
Has it changed your perspective to go listen to a sermon having theological education?
It has, and it gives me a much, it makes me appreciate my pastor so much more because he has to take, you know, we take these whole big long classes on particular topics. And I mean, I know he's got all this running through his mind as well, but he has to fit it down into 20, 30 minutes. And hit a broad range of people. He doesn't get the luxury of writing a 10-page essay for a professor. So it gives me a lot of respect for that profession.
That's great. I do think that the graduate school at HBU is really one of the best in the country. It's an aggregation of some incredible scholars. And I, you know, I've said it before, but you can name a number of Christian universities, great people, great faculty, but you don't have like renowned scholars that are known nationwide. You have that here at HBU. And that's where HBU's graduate school should be your choice. I mean, it's available online, increasingly so. And expanded, and then it's available residentially. You both benefit from it residentially. I like the residential experience too. I love the fact that digital makes it available to the whole world, but you do learn, you get to rub shoulders with your classmates. You get, especially, I can imagine the inspiration of being around a Michael Collins or some of your, leaders over in the Master of Fine Arts. What kind of a benefit has that been for you?
I mean, I think it's a huge benefit. You know, for me, online was never an option. Mm-hmm. I see the world slowly in every way, you know, even the way we shop is heading towards online. And I prefer to have contact with people and create relationships. And that's why I said I don't think my psychology degree went wasted, because I like talking to people. I like meeting new people and, you know, finding out about them. I think that the more we distance ourselves from people, you know, you see the whole world today, how there's so many issues going on. I think a lot of that has to do, we don't interact with people enough.
Yeah.
We need to interact with different kinds of people, people that aren't our same background. We need to understand where they're coming from. And, you know, it doesn't mean we have to agree with everybody, but we can certainly learn from people. And so for me, being on campus with a bunch of different people from different backgrounds, different skin colors, different religions, different everything is just a great opportunity for me to also add that to my story. You know, I think we don't notice, but we're aiming to be better people tomorrow than we were today. So I think that being around different people that we've never met before is a great thing. And I would tell anybody that's trying to do a grad program, I'm not somebody in the workforce, you know, giving people jobs or whatnot, but I would imagine that if you see somebody that's taken the time to do a residential program and they do it for 2 or 3 years or whatnot, that it looks very good that you've taken that time out of your life to actually go to that place, you know, not make it fit into your life, but you get a little uncomfortable and, you know, change your life a little bit just to make that work. I think it's a good thing.
I agree. If we're not careful, the technology can isolate us socially. And it's the only thing that is disturbing is you walk into an airport gate, for instance, and everybody's like this, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of young people, you know, sitting there texting their mom is sitting right there at the table. Something's wrong with that. What about you, Shelby? I mean, in the residential experience?
I think the ability to know my professors. There's been so many times I'll have a question or, you know, where am I going with this degree? I need some help, you know, kind of seeing what are my options after this. The ability to go to them and ask them those questions is absolutely invaluable. And knowing that not only that they're there, but they actually care.
Right.
Yeah. They care what I'm going to do with this degree, how I'm going to represent the university and the whole faculty of the Christianity department. I mean, these guys have and women have poured time into us. How are we going to use that wisely?
So, in the Masters of Arts and Theological Studies, what would be the cadre of how many professors you would have? In the entire program?
In the entire program, probably about 6 or 7. Maybe a little more.
And I will say that, the ability to ask questions. When I was doing my doctoral work, my wife and I did it together. And, you know, I was often doing this. And I had one professor who, he was not a conservative, and I would do this, and he'd let my hands stay up there for a while. And then finally he blurted out one day, Jerry has another Bible verse for us. But I will tell you, I took him to lunch during the course. And although we came from opposite perspectives, I was just bound and determined to make him my friend. And there was that residential, like you said, Michael, this getting to know you. And I think there's a great value in that, particularly in graduate education. So whereas, like Lewis Braille, who invented these little indented dots and showed his headmaster that French blind students weren't mentally demented, Braille was the one that said, if it'll work here, why shouldn't the whole world have it? That's the idea behind us having digital education. If it'll work here, why should we let the whole world have it? So for many who, for a number of reasons, can't come residentially, or, you know, we know there are many that are working jobs and doing this or that, or maybe they have children, et cetera, then absolutely we want that graduate degree available online. But I think we can see, too, there's some real advantages. Those professors, the more you get to know them, I'd take them to dinner or lunch. And they generally, I've never met a professor yet that it won't let you buy their lunch. And get to know them. Find out, why do you think the way you think? And what's the background? Now, as you think about students that are listening today, parents, grandparents, And they're thinking about graduate education because there is a distinction to HBU. You can get a mail order degree. You can get a factory degree from a lot of colleges. But if you get a degree here, it means something. It's going to mean you've learned. You can't fake it here. And knowledge is transformational. What would you say, each one of you, to someone considering the graduate school at HBU? Why come to HBU?
I think, like Shelby mentioned, I mean, getting to know your professors, you know, I know each one of them and I can consider them my friends. And tomorrow I can call them and ask for a recommendation or just say, hey, how are you doing? And they really do care, like she mentioned earlier. I mean, there's just a family feeling here that, you know, it sounds repetitive. It might sound cliche, but it is true. And people just need to experience that for themselves. I think just with the visit, you know, you can see it right away. I mean, everyone, just the way they say hi, it's a genuine. And when they ask, how are you doing? They don't want you to just say good. They really want to know, are you doing okay? And I think that's one of the biggest benefits here at HBU. You know, it's not the, you know, the Baptist thing is great and all, but it's not like people would imagine that they're just shoving it in your face. I mean, it's their attitudes, you know, it's how they walk, you know, no matter what is going wrong with them, they still have time to ask you, how are you doing today? Even though their day may not be going so well. So for me, it's just that connection with people.
I agree.
You mentioned the transformative aspect, and I see that after having been here several years. When I first came here and then now, I'm a completely different person because of the people that have poured into my life, and staff and professors. In being able to seeing the Bible and studying the scriptures in a whole new way than when I came here. So studying my study of the Bible, but it's changed my life. I don't look at people the same way. And I think that's a huge thing. You know, when I came, I didn't say hi to everybody while I was going down the hall, but now it's, you know, that was from being around professors and staff that tell everybody hi because they actually care.
Sure.
So I think that's a huge thing.
Well, and you know, that future teaching aspiration you have in academia, you see, it's just like watching a pitcher pitch. You watch enough pictures, you glean different things, but eventually you kind of find your way in your own style on the mound. And so it will be in your future that you're going to see great teachers here. You're going to borrow from this and that, learn things, and ultimately you'll work your way into your own style and technique. There really is something very special about HBU and its graduate unit school, and you need to check it out. And we can prove, study after study does, that a graduate education will make the difference to your future. It'll make the difference for you as a person, it'll make, certainly from a knowledge standpoint, and even economically, it'll probably set you in a whole different level. Check it out today at hbu.edu/grad, and you can call 281-649-3269. 281-649-3269. I want to put the cover of the Pillars magazine, this beautiful photo, up on the screen right now. And I want you to take a look at these four young people that you've met. Two today, Shelby and Michael. This is the future of America, and it's good news. The news, unfortunately, the network news aggregates, unfortunately, very sad, negative stories. And they do it in segment blocks, and it's all based on ratings. We're not telling the good news like we should. And the good news is what you see on the cover of this Pillars magazine. Four young people that are difference makers. And they have Jesus Christ in their heart. And they have a biblical knowledge to face the future. That gives me a lot of hope and a lot of encouragement. Shelby, Stafford, Michael, Leons, thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to pray for you guys in the future, and we know great things are coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.